This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to Vintage Rants.
We are in the behind the paywall.
We are.
Zone.
I feel safer in here sometimes.
Yeah, and then we can say what we like now. Yeah, we can go full on conspiracy theory, full on alt-right, full on defamation.
We are the definition of alt-right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Niamh. How are you,
I'm my good. Love? I'm very good. I'm very good. I'm wearing my hat and have my pigtails today. So, you know, just all very chill.
I was chatting to Niamh before the show, and every so often, like, I forget that Niamh has lived the life she's lived. Do you know what I mean? Like, because every so... You're my friend, Niamh.
Yes, no, that's true.
I forget you've done wonderful things. Well, she was name-dropping like a lunatic there 5 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Any particular bit?
Robin Williams.
Oh, yes.
David Lee Roth. Oh, David Lee Roth's great fun.
Yes.
Is he indeed, Niamh?
He
indeed.
And not as lovely as Estelle Getty.
Look at that. Just, like, dropping a golden girl.
You know, but that's a long time ago. You know,
oh, it is. Yeah,
she's
Niamh.
Dead now.
They're all dead.
Yeah, Robin
all
Williams.
All the Golden Girls are dead. And Robin Williams. Actually, is David Lee Roth dead?
I don't know. I feel like I need to go on to Google.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't
Has anyone checked in on David Lee Roth recently?
Doesn't bode well. If you spoke to Niamh at the Grammys in 1992, they're all...
God. That wasn't at the Grammys. It was this weird thing we did in LA in 1991 in September, and it was for Bette Midler to honour her. And Richard Dreyfuss was there. Let's see. No, he's still alive.
He's dropped off the map.
Who?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah. Well, he has. Surely, but he's not young. Like.
I would have imagined that, like, Richard Dreyfuss would have, like, a Netflix show about, like, a grumpy lawyer or something.
Yeah, you would think at this point he would, but maybe he's decided he has enough money.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be
Richard Dreyfuss, he could also be dead. Now, hold on. I just check him. No, I'm just checking. I don't think so.
Oh, geez, he is old.
He's 76. He doesn't look young.
Oh my God, he looks a lot older than 76.
I know, 76. But look, sure, David Lee Roth is 69. Wait to see him. Oh, I don't know if that's representative. But both of them are still okay.
They're both alive. Fantastic. So
not everybody who meets me dies. That was a long time ago.
What a log line.
I know. I can't remember why I was telling you about that. Oh, I think it was, you know, whether somebody was the same, you know, Robin Williams.
Oh, in real life. Yeah, Robin Williams. I do like Robin Williams. He was that. Do you know what? I was watching Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You see, I'm a criminal intent girl, me.
Really?
Yeah, I like your man, DeFranio.
I love Elliot Stabler.
Of course you do. We all like a little bit of him.
He's a little bit older now. He's quite old now. He's got kind of great, but he's still gorgeous.
Yeah, no, I'm in 56. I like older.
Yeah, he's very nice. He was always very attractive and very handsome.
Is he still?
Yeah, he is. He's handsome. Like, he's older, but he's in. They've done a new one. Like, it's Law and Order, Cybercrime or something.
Oh right, okay.
He's in that now.
Right, okay.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what I was surprised by.
Right.
This surprised me, is that in SVU. I always worked under the assumption that the actor and the actress in that didn't like each other.
Well, they mightn't have.
You know, Mariska Hargitay.
Yes,
and
I know, yeah.
Because
she always looks, like, quite upset about life.
Yeah, she does. She has this kind of, like, a...
But it is quite a serious show. Nose.
Yeah, there's a lot of rape. But because they did this thing where it was, like, one episode it would be him solving a crime, one episode it would be her solving a crime.
So you thought they had separated them
so
out?
So I thought they'd separated them out. And also they were very... I didn't realise how much the characters didn't seem to like each other. They were always sniping at each other.
Oh, but did they not get together at some point?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Surely they will, like, she won't.
There was a bit of that, there was a bit, I thought, where she kind of fancied him. But, I mean, she's only human. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he is a bit gorgeous.
Anyway. Yeah, but then recently, he did this thing because it was her birthday and he sent her flowers and she did a thing. But it was actually... So they are still... They're obviously friends.
They've worked together a long time. It's a long time.
Ah, yeah. They'd have to be friends.
Yeah. Well,
but he did leave.
Maybe not friends.
He left. Like, he was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, we work with people and we enjoy their company, but they're not necessarily our best friends, are they? You know. Don't always send flowers. I mean, you and me, we're different, right?
Different.
But I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
Have I sent you flowers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, you did. Do you remember? Do you remember when I had my gallbladder out? You sent me a beautiful box of flowers.
I did. And I sent you flowers when you did the Eurovision in 2010.
You did.
No, I'd say she didn't see them. I'd say you got loads of flowers.
I was lost among the Beckon florists.
When you lost, I did try to cancel them.
Less.
I was like,
less flowers after.
Can you refund that to my card, please?
After 93, the florists around the corner basically gave my mother flowers every week for a year, based on all the flowers that were sent, instead of sending them all at the same time, which was just as well. So she just put them all on account for the year, which was really lovely.
That's so nice.
So, but you know what was nicer? Every week we got a bunch of flowers and a different dedication, which was really nice. So I got to appreciate it all year. Well, I say I, my mother did.
That's she very sent me nice. Photos of it.
Isn't that nice?
That's such a good thing to do.
Yeah, it is. It was so good. It was so clever. Otherwise, we would have looked like, you know, when people, somebody, you know, when Diana died and the front of it was all dying because you couldn't see them.
I tell you, I just did a Zoom about me Edinburgh photograph, right?
Uh-huh. What's the plan?
Well, I'll tell you, I can say it's because it's behind the paywall.
Yeah.
So the PR person was like, they were trying to come up with a concept for the poster.
Okay.
And they were saying, like, you could be, like, they were talking about, like, road rage. Because it's road rage is the gun of the show call. And they were saying it could be a car. And she said...
What did she say?
She said, well, you know... She said, you know, the show is starting in August. And Diana did die in August in a
car. What's that got to do with Beckham?
So she's dead 20 years!
Lots of people have died in a car between times.
Yeah!
James Dean died in a car years ago.
From the Manic Street Preachers?
No. He's an actor. Very famous actor.
Oh no, sorry. Yeah, that's James Dean Bradfield. I was like, is he dead? This is a terrible day.
I could say that to about 40 people and only 400 people, and you're the only one who wouldn't have gone to James Dean, the very famous actor. How many of them would know the lead singer's name of the Manic Street Preachers was James Dean?
They never found that fella from the Manic Street Preachers.
Oh, that was really sad.
It was really sad. Yeah. Apparently they put a quarter of the money in an account.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just in case he arrives.
Just in case he comes back.
God, that's a good day.
I wouldn't do that.
What, come back? No, I'll give him the money.
Absolutely not. It's like you've a week to answer your phone and then we're dividing this all by three.
Isn't it 7 years? So it wasn't 7 years. You had to be missing for 7 years
before you're legally dead. That's sad.
I know.
Imagine. Well, in Vintage Rants, what we do is we look at an old agony aunt problem.
We do.
We read it. We do an assessment of what we think.
Yep.
And then we read the advice that was given at the time.
We do.
And I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of the time we come out an awful lot better.
Yeah, but it always surprises us how much we come out on the same side as this particular girl.
Is this
Christian Anne.
Christian Anne. Basically, now, here's the thing about Anne. Anne is a vicar's wife.
She is.
And she's an unmerciful wagon.
And yet. And yet, do you know what I love sometimes? I love the level of sarcasm she brings to it sometimes. It
does.
Okay, so it says, Dear Anne, my daughter asked for a hamster for her birthday. My son has a cat, so I suspected I was asking for trouble when I agreed to buy her a pair of hamsters. However, she was delighted.
Briefly.
I know. When I think of a pair of hamsters, I'm thinking that's going to be more than a pair very fast.
Yeah. As soon as you buy hamsters, the clock is ticking.
Right, okay. So, but this is it now. Here she is. It is now a week later and both hamsters are dead.
Of course they are.
One beheaded, the other eaten.
Jesus Christ.
My daughter was, of course, absolutely devastated. And I feel very guilty that I put her through such a trauma. What should I get her as compensation? And that was from James Thompson in Kent. Now it hits home because you have a cat, right? And if you had a hamster in there as well, normally they're in those plastic balls that run around. Usually people put the hamsters in those balls, which is equally as dangerous.
As compensation, I think it would be great if she got a mother with a sense of pragmatism and
something.
All of those things that are clearly lacking in Jane Thompson. Mammy, I'd like a hamster. Your brother has a cat, dear.
The hamster will die. The cat will eat the hamster.
Yeah. So would you like a cat?
Or dog, which will eat the cat.
Which will eat the cat. But like, I mean, would you like a turtle?
Yeah,
or
okay.
A goldfish? Or a snake, God forgive me, but like,
you know something that will not get eaten
by a cat.
I do you think she had that conversation with her daughter?
No.
She just said yes.
She just said yes because I can't let the daughter down. She asked for a hamster for her birthday.
Do you think it's kind of this whole thing of, you know, oh, one has it, so the other has to get, you know?
I think what happened here is she felt it's just easier. If this works, it'll just be easier than letting her down for her birthday.
Is this like a life lesson, do you think, maybe?
I'll tell you what a life lesson is don't get a hamster.
Yeah, no, well, hamsters... Are they anything like rabbits? Are they as easy to kill as rabbits?
No, hamsters don't die as often as you think they do.
Okay.
Here's my problem. I'll tell you, I have a hamster story. I don't know if I've ever told you this. Right. My cousin came to live with us when she was a kid because her mom died.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. So she's been her sister for, I don't know, since like 25 years. Right?
Okay. So she's been absorbed into the family.
Absorbed into the family. And she always was from day one.
Yeah.
Right? So she came to live with us and she had a hamster.
Okay, she came with the hamster.
She came with the hamster.
She didn't get the hamster instead of her mother.
No. This was like...
She had the hamster.
What was the hamster's name?
Okay.
I can't remember what the hamster's name was, right? The hamster was weird. Okay. Right? The hamster would hang upside down in its cage. Like it was...
Was it a bat?
It behaved like a bat. It was weird.
Was it a bat, maybe?
So, shortly after her mother's funeral. Okay. Like maybe the day after her mother's funeral.
Yeah.
My mom was hoovering in the playroom and she looked and she was like, hamster's dead. The hamster's dead. Right?
Oh, God.
So we were like, okay, what are we going to do? And we took the decision as...
Instead of going, your hamster is dead. You did the thing that most people...
It's been quite a week. We just said, we're just going to leave the hamster there.
Oh, right. Okay. So you left him dead in the thing.
Leave him for like...
Oh, shit.
Just leave him. We'll just say nothing. Because, you know, obviously, like we used to throw the food at, you know, because she was young.
Yeah, yeah.
And she could go ages without looking at this hamster.
Oh. So, we were hoping she wasn't going to notice this.
For a week, 2 weeks. We'll get as long as we can out of this.
Okay.
You know, and we'll just accept it.
Okay.
So anyway, sure enough, a week and a half later, she found the hamster. You know, she went, oh, my hamster's asleep. You know, we were like, oh, clearly it's dead. And she was like, oh, that's fine. That's grand.
Okay.
So, you know.
So this hamster's been...
dead about a week and a half.
Okay.
Look, not great.
Decomposing in any way?
Decomposing.
Okay.
Nice. Like, we covered him in hay and he was in there and was like, you know, anyway.
Covered him in hay.
It's all good.
Okay.
So we were like, okay. So well, how did she hamster's dead. She was actually fine. She found him dead and she's like, oh, I think he's dead. And, you know, grand.
Okay. Grand.
It came a week and a half later. It wasn't trauma upon trauma.
Good, yeah.
So we felt we'd done well. And we thought we'll do even better. We'll have a little service for the hamster.
Okay.
Hamster was put into a little box, a margarine tub.
As you do.
We had an open grave.
Oh, okay.
The margarine tub was put into the open grave. We all said a little prayer around the margarine tub. And we were using the coal shovel to bury hamster.
Okay, fair enough.
When margarine tub started shaking.
Was hamster hibernating?
Lid came off margarine tub and little hand came out. In what was the single most demonic thing I have ever seen. Particularly a week and a half after she buried her mother.
Did you want to go back and see if her mother was going to come back? I mean, it was
like, we'd answer some questions that things don't come back to life, particularly humans. It was horrendous. And that hamster lived for about another 3 years.
That's hilarious.
It was horrendous.
I know. I think I once heard a story about this hamster that was flushed down the toilet and they found it trying to claw back.
I know. One of my friends...
But I don't know if that's apocryphal. You know, sometimes you hear these stories afterwards. The other thing that gets me is that people put them in these plastic balls that they run around the floor so they can run around, but they're still encased. But half the time they get run over by things.
I remember Maeve Higgins telling me about she had an aunt that lived quite rural and she they went to visit her and they were going to have dinner, and like she rang a chicken's neck to chicken for dinner. But and she threw the chicken up on top of something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, but they still run around even without their heads.
And then, like literally about 20 minutes later, the chicken with its broken neck just showed up at the patio door going, "Excuse me, what?"
Oh no, they're famous what was for this? That. You can chop their heads off, and they still run around for a bit afterwards. I know they don't have any brains.
It's just like
they don't have any brains. It's not their brain that makes them do anything. They're very affectionate though, chickens. You know, some people are very fond of their chickens, so let's not.
Of course, you know what I mean.
But the thing about this is the big question is: should you replace the hamsters?
No. No. This cat is just going to eat the other hamsters.
I know.
But like you're
I'm not saying buy another hamster. You're putting
hamsters on a treadmill of death.
No.
No, I think what she should do is, if she wants a pet, you have to, like, it's a home.
We
all have to live together. I think that there's a valuable lesson in this.
I think you're not wrong, right?
Yeah.
So I might buy a stuffed hamster for her. I remember once.
Which could somebody, stuff one of those.
Somebody put the hamster in the ball, and there was a dog in the house, and of course the dog liked to play with balls, so they used to lift the hamster and throw it about the place.
Do you know what, actually? When Boots was a kitten, we were going away.
Oh, okay.
So rather than put her in a home, like in a cat home, right, she went to stay with my brother and his wife.
It's fair enough.
In their apartment.
Okay.
And she was, you know, she's very good.
Yeah.
She's all been very good. She was like playing with them and she was being very nice. And then my brother came home one day and she was batting a ball around the sitting room. She was like bashing it from one end to the other, right?
Oh.
And he was like, what's she at? And he was cooking the dinner. She's happy. Leave her at it. And then he realized that what she was actually bashing around was his turtle.
Get out of that shell. Come out here and play with me.
His turtle hibernates. And she found it and was like, well, this is fantastic. And she was hammering it up and down like a handball. Anyway, she wasn't asked back.
No.
That was the one and only time she stayed with
Kieran Farrelly. She's not turtle friendly.
Not
turtle friendly.
What I would say is, you need to get a pet that's conducive to the other pets.
Without a doubt.
You need to have some sort of a backbone if you want to be a parent.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Yeah, there are like...
Well,
there,
you know how I stand
there,
on that.
There are realities that need to be explained to children.
Yeah, okay.
And compensation.
No. I kind of get it. She wanted something for her birthday. So in other words, what she got for her birthday a week later was eaten. You know, but and beheaded and whatnot. You know, that's fair enough. But quite often you get something for your birthday and you wreck it in no time. So that's okay.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, a bit further down the line, maybe get something, as you say, a pet that will be conducive.
To the other. Yeah, to the cat. But I don't know. I mean, Jane, come on, cop on.
So do you want to read how Anne answered it?
So it's, what should I get her as compensation? Jane Thompson Kent. And Anne says, nothing. There is no compensation for life. No.
That's kind of what you said. Chill, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know, but it's like...
Go on.
I think Anne is like two glasses of communion wine in. Your daughter knew the risks as well as you did. And you certainly didn't give her the wrong present.
No, she means... Because obviously she asked for it.
Yeah, but like... Listen, there's a bit of personal responsibility here.
Listen, I asked for lots of things and didn't get it.
Yeah. Painful though the lesson was, it will help her when she faces bereavements later in life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know, like when she finds somebody else beheaded. We've been here before.
Or eaten.
We've been here before. It's absolutely fine.
This reminds me of my hamster.
Though it was a bit tough on the hamsters.
I know.
I think Anna's phoned it in now with this. Like, I mean, I think...
Anne wasn't taking this as seriously as it should have been.
Anne screamed this into a voice note to her editor. Like, I don't think this was a lot of thought. No,
but it kind of agrees with what you just said there.
Yeah, but what I would say is that, like, I don't think what you should do is you should give somebody something to and then punish them for wanting it, which is what she did.
Who? What?
Like the daughter asked for a hamster and she was like, fine, you can have a hamster, but it's going to be murdered by the cat. Okay. I think...
She should have got ahead of that.
Yeah. The other lesson a child should learn is that when somebody gives you advice,
you should listen.
No means no.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I asked for a dog for like 30 odd years. Didn't get one.
Yeah.
You know, I was told, because my mum didn't want a dog in the house. It's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
You know, and then my sister asked for a dog when she was about 8 or 9. She's much younger than me, as you know. She's 15 years younger than me. So my mother looked like she was caving a bit, you know, going to get this dog for my younger sister. And I told her if she got that dog, as you know, I told you before, if you get that dog for her, I know you love her more.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you phrased it like that.
I did absolutely phrase it like that. And I'd like to say,
wow,
when my sister was 8, I was 23. It's not like I was, you know, like,
wow,
10
reasonable, rational name.
No, I was like, if you get that, like, for her. So she ended up she got a budgie instead. But, you know,
a budgie.
I know, though. Oh, God.
Oh, now that is a present that punishes everyone.
It does. It really does. A budgie. She called Joey.
A budgie is something you get when you want your kids to move out.
Yeah, well, I think that we all pretty much moved out after that very fast.
God.
I know.
Okay, well,
we kind of agree with Anne.
I do agree with Anne, but I will say that I apologise to anyone who has had a hamster die and this is triggering for, mainly to my sister, Jen.
She seemed pretty cool about it, though, you know. It's a bit of a shame that it was a bit Lazarus, or, you know, Jesus
was,
3 days
cool.
later out
yeah,
of the
she
tomb.
Was, she was cool until it was like, the, you know,
trying to get back out of the
last zombie of the apocalypse.
That's
happening
a bit
inside
weird.
A margarine
tub.
It was really weird. I think it must have. I think maybe I died in June. Like, it was June.
It might have been cold in your house.
Yeah, that's true. The playroom wasn't insulated.
Just saying. It's not always warm in
Excellent
June.
Excellent point well made, Niamh. Excellent point well made. It's been wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening to Vintage Rants. You are our supporters. You are our special people. And we are so appreciative of it.
Yeah, we love you so much.
agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. Send us a message or a problem if you have one.
Yeah.
If you've got a vintage Agony Ant column that you'd like us to address.
Oh, we'd love it.
We'd love it. We'd love to hear it. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back on the main feed on Monday.
See ya.
Chat to you then. Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.